Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oye, loca, ven pa'ca. Come here. Oye, loca.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Come here. Oye, loca, ven pa'ca.
It's Tobin and Leroy.
Muevelo, sin par.
Lexic Man from Titan FC is going to stop by later on. We love talking to those guys. They got another card coming up on Friday at Extreme Action Park. If you guys are going to watch a little mixed martial arts action, we'll ask him, of course. He's a fight promoter. I'd like to know what he thinks about this this heavyweight championship fiasco that's going on. And Deontay Wilder blaming a heavy suit on his loss.
Ready to? You'd be such a scared GM, Leroy. You have to take a few chances if you want your team to be great. Nah, I wouldn't be scared. See, you guys confused.
So people are just taking chance just to say that they took a chance. Like Mike right. Ditka trading the entire draft to get Ricky Williams.
Right, right.
I mean, come on, guys.
Right, right. See, fans have a tendency to want what sounds good.
That's me.
I want what sounds right.
Mm.
Okay.
I think in a GM's office, you need a little bit of both mixtures. You know, sometimes people want sweet tea, some want unsweetened, you know?
Ew, who wants unsweetened tea?
Wait. If you went there with that attitude every week, your key card would be canceled.
Nah, I think people would love me in the GM's office. Be like, that's Tobin. You know, he brings some energy. He always has the wacky ideas. It'd be crazy, you know.
Right. All right, let me give you guys another example. This is a more recent example. We're not talking about trading up for Mahomes or doing all that. The Buffalo Bills, a couple years ago, they wanted a quarterback. They had two first-round picks. Now, I remember that draft process. Their picks were high, 21 and 22. Everybody suggested, they're going to use both of those picks to move up and get their quarterback. They still got their quarterback, Josh Allen, but they moved up all the way to 7 with one of their picks, but they did not give up both first-round picks. They went from 22 to 12, and they gave a tackle to the Bengals to make that happen, and then they moved up from like 12 to like 7, and they got Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen still question marks on him, but they got their man without having to give up their first-round picks.
Look, man.
No, I don't think there's been an NFL team in the history of the draft that have given two first-round picks in the same year to move up. I don't think it's ever happened. It's a ridiculous overpay.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're going to have to pay. Look, they're doing the smoke
right.
The
offense are playing the game very well.
They're playing the game right. I wouldn't worry about that.
But this whole conversation you guys just had with Beasley was like, you can just trade all the picks.
Yeah, but I think you're also at a standpoint where people are worried about drafting two just straight up at 5.
It's way better than moving up to 3 and giving up multiple first-round picks to do it.
I don't think you're going to have to give up multiple first-round picks to go up to 3. I'm saying, though, people even think it's a risk to take him at 5 because of his hip, and I would tell you that I get you, but the guy's also supremely talented.
Here, we all agree he's talented.
I'm taking him at 5.
We're not disputing that, okay? But if you have questions and you draft him anyway, is that a sound football move?
Yes.
It's not.
What's the sound football move? Drafting a guy who's not as good?
You don't draft a hurt guy. If you still have questions about his hip or his injuries.
This is the question. How are we supposed to, at that point though, let's say the medical people say it's all good and he still gets hurt. Was the GM wrong?
Okay.
How are we supposed to know?
Hold on. When the Dolphins chose between Drew Brees and Dante Culpepper, were they wrong for doing what they did?
Yes.
Why? Because one worked out and one didn't?
Correct.
No, but see, and that's you're looking at the results. I'm not looking at the results. When you have two quarterbacks and you have a choice between two quarterbacks, mm-hmm. one has an injured arm and one has an injured leg, chances are you're going to go with the injured leg because the last thing you want is a quarterback that can't throw.
Okay, and George Foreman got to invest in the grill and Hulk Hogan got to do it in a blender. Who worked out? The results matter.
All right, this is never going to end. Because
it is going to end.
We still got two more months, baby.
2 more months, it's going to end. We're going to know. Right. And then we're going to debate whether or not it was right.
By the way, my draft room resumes next week.
Look, you know what? You can make the right decision and it not work out. It still doesn't mean you didn't make the right decision. You understand?
So would you rather make the wrong decision that works out right?
Sometimes it happens.
Okay.
But
in the end, isn't it more important that the results were in your favor?
Here, for example, remember Indianapolis? They had to choose between Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ryan Leaf was the better physical specimen, right? If you wanted a prototypical quarterback, Ryan Leaf was your guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went with Peyton Manning for whatever reason, we don't know, and it worked out right.
Robbie, hit the headlines thing.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I can add to that Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning story. So people may not know this. I didn't know this until recently. But the Chargers originally did not have the number 2 pick in the draft. They had the 3rd pick in the draft, and they gave the Cardinals 2 1s and a second round pick to move up one spot to take Ryan Leaf.
That's hard times, Daddy.
There you go. But they got their guy.
They did get their guy.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not great, but I respect it.
Look, here you go. Oh my God,
that's worse than Trubisky.
And this is why you can't have. That's why I have to be just a clown. You can't have serious football talk. Because here's why. Oh my God, I literally can't listen to Leroy. Is saying the Dolphins made the right decision with Dante Culpepper. You're playing the result, dumbass. All right? You're playing the result.
Yeah, but
at the time, he had a messed up arm and Dante had a messed up knee. You don't want a quarterback that can't throw. At the time, not knowing what you know now, that was a good choice.
But your doctors were wrong.
Again, you took your doctor's advice. All the decisions you made with the information you had was accurate. It didn't work out. But it doesn't mean that you arbitrarily decided we didn't want Drew Brees. That's not how they got to that conclusion. They took the medical advice from their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A busted arm. And they determined, all right, of these two guys, we think this guy has a better chance of being healthy. Mm-hmm. They were wrong.
But this is the thing, though. Like, you keep bringing it up with the Dolphins. Like, you think reaching and trading all these picks, that's so Dolphins. The Dolphins have been so Dolphins in so many different ways. Like, there's no way they can win
There is.
There's not.
You know how they
build,
can win?
Build a sound football team through the trenches?
By not doing the same things that got you in this situation.
You know when they tried to do that, right? They tried to do that in when Bill Parcells first got here. That also didn't work out.
Well, no, because you know how I feel about that decision.
Doesn't matter. That's how they tried to do it. They tried to build the foundation and all that
stuff.
What
would you like the Dolphins to do? Because
why do you ask that? You know what I want them to do.
But here's the only problem, right? Is that everybody wants to be all gung-ho with this and doing this and whatever, but the first sign it doesn't work, you're going to be like, same old Dolphins.
Leroy, this is what you want me to do. First of all, we've been able to literally say that for 25 years.
Okay, but
they've been one of the worst franchises in football.
Okay. And do you think they're doing anything different now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. How long are you going to hold?
What they also
Nobody
have,
was here. How long are you going
to
hold this?
Because they haven't been able to go and draft their quarterback high. And if the guy is worthy of talent, and I know you're going to say question marks at health. If the doctors say he's healthy, okay, which yeah. I assume they're not. If the doc, let me tell you this. I highly doubt that Chris Greer is going to draft Tua Tagovailoa if the docs say, no shot, dude, doesn't work out. But if they say he does, and they rolled the dice there, they've never done it in their franchise's history.
Okay, but my question is everybody's understanding now with that decision? And I don't have a
problem. That's how it works, dude, with sports. Okay. If something doesn't work out, I can be pissed off about it. That's the point of being a fan.
That's how you can hedge your bet.
No, it's not hedging a bet. It's just life, dude. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to react to sports, be like, man, I remember the planning of that. It's like, man, Tua didn't work out. Ah, shucks. Hey, you know what? At least they had the right frame of mind.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
Who watches sports like that?
But I'm saying is this. Yeah, we took our swing and it didn't work out. Okay, let's just move on. I'm still a fan of my team.
Hey, man, when Giancarlo stands in that box and I want him to hit a home run, he still whistled that slider and be like, ah, you know what? He probably thought a fastball was coming. Hey, that was his process.
No, you're taking it in.
I'm not.
You're throwing cheese on it. Yes,
I should. I should applaud Giancarlo because at least he thought a fastball was coming. He tried. He tried.
He also hit 60 home runs. So if he strikes out a bunch of times, you're going to give him a break, right?
Nah.
No, you're not.
If he's getting fooled on the same thing over and over and over
again. He's getting fooled on the same thing for the last however long he's been playing baseball. When he plays baseball, he gets fooled, let's put that out.
He gets fooled by the low and away hamstring.
What do you got, Robbie?
Robbie mentioned that he played tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
We'll get to 15 minutes of heat in about 10 minutes.
7:30 tip-off, 6:30 JetBlue Vacations pregame with Zazzo and Tommy Tyga. Favorite game? Guess the line.
Let's see what we got. Jimmy Butler in question. Is there a line out?
Yes, there is a line out. He is questionable.
Who are they playing? The
Timberwolves. Timberwolves. No Towns for Minnesota.
I'm going to go Heat minus 9.
No, not that right? many. I'll go 7.5.
Tobin's closer. Heat minus 10 points.
Yeah. Timberwolves suck, dude. They suck.
So did Cleveland.
Yeah, but they're good at home. If this was a road game, I would have Minnesota give. I would have the Heat giving up. I would have the Heat getting points if they were in Minnesota. But because they're hosting Minnesota, I feel good about tonight. I feel good. They're just different. Like they're a different team at home. It's talk about what you want. And plus, you had pissed off Bam after the game the other day. I smell a triple dub from Bam coming tonight. Jimmy or no Jimmy.
I've been chasing the story. While you guys are talking to Beasley, I was chasing the story, getting the scoop, trying to figure out this whole potential debacle with the World Baseball Classic next year, being in Miami all three rounds,
yep.
And with now the possibility of the Cuban national team potentially playing games down here, which in previous World Baseball Classics, in fact, every World Baseball Classic, they made sure that couldn't happen. So I reached out to Will Mansell. I figured he would. He's a prominent Cuban, prominent media member, and he's like, and he got past him. He's like, wow, that's a good question. He never thought of it. It never crossed his mind. So this is an ongoing situation. I've reached out to multiple people. Still haven't heard back from yet. But yeah, he says, you know, if they somehow make the semis, there's no way around it that they're going to be playing games in Miami, and that's just that. No one's noticed. It's crazy.
It's something, man.
No one's even brought, not even at the end of an article.
Not even a sniff.
Not even a sniff.
Not even a sniff.
It's just like, and the World Baseball Classic's here next year, all three rounds. No one's brought that up. It's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal.
It's a giant elephant in the room. It's being ignored.
You got anything else, Robbie, as far as news is concerned?
Oh, yeah, the Marlins, they
won
yesterday.
I feel like we haven't hit the old
Bob time.
Bob time last night, baby. Bob time.
2-1.
Bob time. Got the shovel, got the Thanos glove.
I'm going to fight you today.
Why? Is that why you go and talk to Joe Rose to talk some sound football? Is that why you go talk to him more than me?
No. It's not why. Although I wish, I wish you wouldn't be so...
No, you wouldn't.
Willy-nilly.
Why?
About
what would you want to talk to a sound person for? Would that be fun?
I'm not saying you have to be sound all the time. Makes sense.
I feel like I make sense.
You don't make sense.
How do I not make sense?
You don't make sense.
I like what I like.
Okay. But
see my D-Wade tweet?
All right.
Want to see it?
Leroy, did you ever miss any games for personal reasons? No, but I didn't play 82 a year.
Bro, check it out.
I'm not going to say that. What's that?
That's D-Wade tweeting me, bro.
I read it. You put it down. See, insufferable.
You're the real MVP. Thank you for starting the conversation. He's thanking me, bro. Love that guy.
He gave you wine.
He did give me wine. You think he would draft to a number 5 overall?
Really? I mean, he drafted him. He himself was number five overall.
He was.
Man, like,
look. Do you draft position burgers and fries? I got this. Minutes of heat here on 790 The Ticket. The guys from Titan Fighting will be joining us next segment. They got a card coming up on Friday in Extreme Action Park. So we will get to them, as we always enjoy having those guys in here. We love the fights on this show.
That's a cool place to see a fight, too.
It is a fun place to watch a fight, that is for sure. We got Jimmy Butler, some news on him. He is hopeful to play tonight against his former club, the Minnesota Timberwolves. He worked out of the Heat facility yesterday after missing the last two games for personal reasons. So it's not a sure thing that he's going to play, but he's going to try and play. Tip-off in the American Airlines Arena is set for 7:30. You got coverage beginning at 6:30 with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show. No Tyler Hero, no Myers Leonard, who are going to now miss their ninth straight game. And in that span, Leroy, without him, and Jimmy's missed four of these games, but they are 2-6. 2-6 without Myers or Tyler.
Question, do you think because they say he's going to try and play tonight, that it's a physical thing?
No, I don't think it's a physical thing. No, I think it's just like I don't want to assume what's happening.
No, we're not just
but let's say it's a family member, and let's say they take a turn for the worse. Okay. I'm sure he's got to leave.
All right. Okay.
I think that's what that means. Okay. But he's going to try and play tonight.
Right.
This is interesting. This was in the Miami Herald. Barry Jackson wrote this. But this is a little to talk about the missing of the young buck, Tyler Hero. Check out this. This is from the Miami Herald. That Hero has been the Heat's best shooter among wing players in the clutch, defined by NBA as the final 5 minutes in games with a margin of 5 points or fewer. Hero is shooting 52.2% overall in the clutch. And 53.3 on clutch threes, both figures ranking very highly among NBA shooting guards. His 34 clutch points are third on the team, behind only Jimmy Butler, 72, and Bam's 59. And with Hero on the court in the clutch, Miami has outscored teams by 14 points, the best plus-minus on the team among Heat players. So they miss Baby Goat a lot.
They miss him. They miss him. They miss his energy.
Yeah.
Like he, you know, say what you want, he uses up a lot of energy. So they need him back. Plus,
trip here.
Plus, when you think about it, I mean, look, Dunk's gonna get you his threes.
Yeah,
but they're not gonna be always timely threes.
Dunk's like one of those sprinting racehorses. I mean, they come and give you that first furlong real quick.
Yeah,
he's gonna come out,
and it's a matter of where they can hang on.
Yeah, and he's gonna come out there. He'll go bang, 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 hit your first few from downtown, and then it's a wonder on whether or not he is he's gonna be able to continue out.
As long as he hits the board, gets in the top three, you know.
Yeah. So that'll be an interesting thing that we gotta check out for tonight. But yeah, they missed Tyler Hero, who it's described as a sore ankle. He did say though at All Star Week, like the first prognosis of it all was that he might have been out to the playoffs. So it doesn't sound like a great thing that he's dealing with. But then it sounded like maybe things were getting better and that he was working his way back. So we don't know. You know the Heat and their injuries. They're very secretive and they don't tell you anything. So that's how they roll with that. As far as this is an interesting thing. So Grizzly general manager, this guy's name is Zach Kleiman, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He said about Justice Winslow that he is a very strong fit on the court and off the court, a player that really embodies a lot of things we talked about from day one in terms of having an incredible work ethic, basketball IQ, a nasty defensive, and he has a low ego. He's a really unselfish guy. Now, this was interesting also on Barry Jackson's piece, who was dropping the nuggets. He's coming off vacation, Robbie. He was coming out guns blazing.
Yeah,
Barry Jackson.
Love Barry Jackson. Back from vacation.
A big old bee swarm from B-Jax. Sports buzzing. He says a team official told him that Winslow expressed interest last summer that he wanted to be the face of the Heat's franchise despite the addition of Jimmy Butler and the presence of Bam Adebayo.
Well, I guess they saw where that was going.
Yeah. So low ego. Listen, this is a guy that dubbed his own culture. He said there was Winslow culture. You got to be mindful of that type of stuff.
You can't do any of that stuff on the sidelines. Is he playing yet?
No. Still not playing. Still not playing basketball.
Is Memphis said what his back problem was?
I got to be honest with you. Haven't been paying that much attention to Memphis and what his status has been day to day. I just told you it better be 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That was my turn. I think we're coming up to Robbie. When was the trade made? This was like 2 weeks ago we're coming on.
Yeah, it was the sixth, I believe.
All right, so Justice Winslow, he's got one more week of being out with this back injury, and then I can't get mad at him.
Right. But I mean, did you see Zion last night?
Yeah, him versus LeBron.
LeBron's still the man though. But
wow. He is. 40 points, but Zion with 29. In that first match, you know there's going to be a lot of his rookie season versus LeBron's rookie season and all that type of stuff. That was going to be the thing. The only problem is, you know, Zion had to miss all this time.
Right. You think, when you think of Ja Morant, I think of more of Allen Iverson, right? Not that big. He's a little bit taller. Have you ever seen Iverson dunk? I think he's dunked. I've seen him dunk.
Not his thing.
Yeah.
He'd usually just make you look. He'd break your ankles and then take it right to the rack.
Jaw's
jumping over fools. Yep. Yeah. He's nasty. Real nasty on it. So there's that. And then yesterday, Drake got embarrassed at the. He embarrassed the Raptors.
What is he doing?
He's being Drake. He's embarrassing the Raptors where he shows up because the Bucks have been doing this wrestling intro and they're doing, they'll be doing a little WWE match before they go out of the tunnel. And so Drake, decides to do his Drake thing where he shows up with the WWE championship belt and he watches the Raptors get waxed by the Bucks. So there was that. Great job, Drake. Nobody thinks when Greek Freak sees that, he's like, come on, man. What are you doing? And
it's easy for him to do that. You can't stop me. You don't have to guard me. Don't put this heat on your players.
Oh, man. Remember the Warriors-Raptors finals. I mean, Drake was basically part of the team. Remember? Then he had to put on the fake tears because Klay Thompson got hurt, and he was like, oh, my guy. He put on the waterworks. Same thing with Kevin Durant. When Durant came out, he put on the waterworks for him. They put on Drake Cam. He's basically like the Raptors' point guard. They have two point guards. It's Kyle Lowry and Drake.
Kyle Lowry, the chunky point guard.
Yeah, he's balling, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because we all laughing when he got that max contract. Dude is a baller.
Yeah, he got that extra $30 million, and look at them now. They're second in the East still. They've had an amazing year. And the Heat right now, they're a half game up on Philly. It's been one of those things. The Heat are in a rough way right now. But this is a game, I know a lot of people are like, the sky and falling. I'm not like that with the Heat. I was tuning in. They had a whole segment on The Jump about this yesterday, mm-hmm. about should you be concerned about the Heat. And so I was curious. I was like, okay, is this going to be, the opinion that they're coming to earth a little bit? And both Tracy McGrady and Zach Lowe are like, end of February, and they've had nothing but injuries for the last 2 weeks.
But this is about time. This is about go time.
It's about go time, but it's also keep afloat time too. Like, there's not real desperation.
Well,
a
lot of teams have had this sooner. You know what I mean?
How so?
Like these injuries, and
Philly just lost Ben Simmons.
I would say this. Well, the Heat don't have Joel Embiid or a guy like that. I would say that the Heat haven't had a full roster for the most part all year.
They've always been because of the suspensions and all that stuff.
Whatever. You've been playing 7, 8, 9, 10 guys if you're lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even look at the idea of not having like Justice or any of that stuff though. Your full roster is if you were to get Tyler here, like your original rotation with having Tyler Myers and Jimmy all back.
Even that. Right.
I mean, they've mostly had that up until this last 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
This 9-game stretch, which has been the worst stretch of the season. They've been 2-6.
You should, at this point, you should be building for that final playoff push, and that's who you're going to be throughout the playoffs.
Well, yeah, but that's the tough thing of this all, right? Because you have to go with the new guys that you just traded for with Jay Crowder. Andre Iguodala, he seems like – Jay Crowder kind of came in duck to water. Like, he's been waltzing on in here. It was like Heat culture guy right away. Andre Iguodala, he looks like a guy – like, remember what he said when he came here? Hadn't touched a basketball basically since the finals. He looks like it.
Like riding a bike, man.
It doesn't look like riding a bike. Looks like he's trying to ride a unicycle.
How old is he, 35, 36?
I think he's older than that, dude.
36.
Andre Iguodala?
Yeah.
36 years old.
Yeah.
Looking a little old.
Look what Shannon Sharpe is wearing on TV.
He's wearing the goat mask. That's what he does for LeBron James. Oh. That's his bit.
It's ridiculous.
That just angers you?
No, I just saw him do it for the first time right now.
That's the first time I've seen the Shannon Sharpe bit.
That's the first time I've seen him put the goat mask on, and I didn't know he's been doing this whole time.
See, how long has he been doing the goat mask bit? How long has Shannon Sharpe been doing the goat mask bit?
Long time,
Robbie.
I missed the boat.
Wait, so back to how old is Andre Iguodala, Robbie?
Iguodala?
Too old to be getting apparently good at basketball in the span of 2 weeks.
He's 36.
He's old.
That's
a lot of miles.
Yeah, he had a lot of miles.
He just turned 36 in January. But
okay, just turned 36.
But he'd been to the finals 5 straight years. That's like extra seasons, so he's really like a 39-year-old basketball player.
Then how old is LeBron?
I mean, LeBron's ageless. You know why.
Wink.
The guys from Titan FC, they're going to join us in the studio next. Oh, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Wednesday. Very excited. We have the guys from Titan FC are in studio with us. Lex McMahon, who runs the whole shebang, and we also got Yuri Villafor in studio with us as well. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you you coming on in here and on title week. We were just talking about your weight cut. I feel bad that you got to come in here and talk on a microphone the week that you got to lose a bunch of weight, but I'm sure it's exciting for you having a big title opportunity coming on up.
For sure, it's a big opportunity. It was presented to me 3 weeks ago, but I trained the whole year long. This is what I do. This is what I love, and I didn't hesitate. You know, my coach asked me if I would take it, and I told him only four letters. I'm in.
You gotta love that type of attitude.
Well, the best part about it is his coach is also my coach.
Oh,
and so we had the discussion while he was kicking my backside. So it was a pretty, I was like, hey, what do you think? You know, he goes, hold on 1 second. Whack. More money. Okay.
That's a good way to negotiate.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of negotiating. He wears me out, tires me down. He says, Yuri wants more money. Sure, coach. Just have Yuri take the fight before you kick me again.
we were talking a little bit in the break about the heavyweight championship that went down this past week in boxing, and there was there's a big thing that came out with Deontay Wilder. He's mad at his coach because his coach threw in the towel, and he was getting whooped up on by Tyson Fury. So his coach just, you know, told the ref no more. As a fighter, you're like, what would you, in that situation, would you want your coach to do? Because, you know, and this is a situation where you guys train, you put everything into it, you're shrinking your damn body to get in there for a championship fight. Is that a tough divide? Like, do you have those types of talks with your coaches of what you want them to do in situations like that? Because, you know, I imagine as a warrior, as a guy who does all this training to get ready for this, that you want to go out on your shield, but they are just looking out for you in the end, too.
Exactly. On my point of view, I think both were right, because as a fighter, you're going to fight until you can no more. But if without the coach, maybe he'll get worse, beat up worse, and they probably don't even have a rematch. So
yeah, I'm with him. Like, I feel bad that the guy got so – like, I feel like be mad at the guy, that's fine. But, like, to say I'm taking away your fight night opportunities, right, and all that type of stuff, that bummed me out.
Right. Because I think there's people in your life, and this is where you know if you have a good group of people. There's people in your life that you trust that are going to protect you from yourself. And a trainer is one of those guys. And, like, your trainer has been with you, knows what you can take, knows what you can tolerate, knows your weak spots, knows your strengths. He also has to know when you've had enough. And that's the same thing. Where I've said this about football. I said, a player's always going to say, I can go.
Right.
That's the thing to say. But you need somebody in the organization or your coach or your trainer to keep you out of your own way, to give you almost – to give you a free pass, yeah, to say, look, we know how this looks. I'll take the heat for you. But then you can't go turn around and fire that guy.
No.
Because that's his job.
What about you, Lex? You've seen that plenty of fights that have gone so lopsided, or looks like a guy's – like, when do you think it is the right time for a thing to go where a guy's taking so much damage that you got to cause it? Or, you know, I've seen Jason Soares. Like, remember when he was getting whooped up on? Like, I thought that most fights the refs does stop that fight. He ended up coming back and knocking that dude out.
Soares, I thought for sure was about to lose that fight, but came back and won. You know, I think it's very subjective. And I think, like, in the case of Yuri, again, he and I share the same coach. That's Jay-Z Cavalcante. Jay-Z was pound for pound the best fighter in the world when he was at his prime. And I think when you have a coach that has to stand in the same shoes that a guy like Yuri is doing, he has, an intimate understanding of A, what the fighter mindset is, but also B, what his guy is capable of and where his limits are. So I think the best possible scenario is when you have a coach who was a fighter, when you have a referee who was a fighter, because these are the two people that are going to ultimately have to make the decision, does this continue? And you can't leave it to the fighter, because the fighter every single time, you know, like Yuri said, they're fighters. They're going to go out in their shield. They're going to do everything possible. And if they don't have that mindset, then they're in the wrong business.
Yuri, what drove you to fighting? What got you into it?
Actually, my dad was a valetudo fight. So back in the day, like I'm talking about like in the 60s, my dad just turned 81 years old. So, but he knew how hard it was, you know? He knew how hard it was. He never pushed me to do it. But my family, my brothers, actually is my older brother Danilo.
Mm-hmm.
He was a high competitive judo player in Brazil. And then when he stopped with his judo career, he wanted to fight MMA. My dad looked at him and say, "Are you sure you want to do this?" You know, that face that your mom kissed you is not easy to get beat up. You know what I mean? "You sure you want to do this?" He said, "Yes." He's 8 years older than me, and then I just followed his path. You know, I didn't. It was not something people watch on TV say, "Oh, I want to do this one day." You know.
Mm-hmm. But Yuri did it at 15. You
know? Crazy.
He's been competing since a very young age, which is why he's accomplished so much. Strike Force, the UFC, PFL, now fighting for a Titan title. And he's still relatively young, you know?
Yeah, 15 years old, I was across the globe fighting already in Thailand. So
that's wild.
This is what we do, you know?
81 years old, could your dad still kick ass at 81?
If you want to try it.
Now, interesting you bring this
funny
up.
Funny, I heard Leroy was actually going to give him a go.
Interesting Line you bring this up. Now, this has been a long show debate, all right? One of the longest we've had. Leroy, professional athlete. He played for the Cleveland Browns.
Kind
Minnesota
of a
Vikings.
Stud. But kind of a stud.
Pretty damn good. A couple of Pro Bowls.
Wasn't horrible.
Wow. He was real good. However, he thinks... At his age, what are you now, Leroy? 51 years old. He thinks he could kick 80-year-old Chuck Norris's ass. And I say at 80 years old,
the brakes
Chuck
up
Norris
Chuck
would
Norris.
Whoop him.
Oh, man.
What? 80 years old is 80 years old, dude.
Delta Force, dog. He's Delta Force. He's Kung Fu
he
Bruce
Delta
Lee.
He was Delta Force 30 years ago.
And he'll still take you, Leroy.
He ain't Delta Force
on.
Right now.
Hold on. I got some money on this.
You yeah. Whatever you want.
Chuck Norris
I'm
is
calling Chuck.
Gone, man. Yuri's telling us 81 years old. You don't mess with his father at 81.
If he's in the movie, you're losing. But real life, nah.
You think Leroy takes him in real life?
Boy, do you know what 80? Look, I'm a kick yo ass. That's how you go walk in there.
No, no.
But that's
he's not
how you
like
walk
that.
Right hey, now. Guess what? Did you see Chuck Norris doing the truck commercial?
Yes.
20 years ago, he would be a part of the commercial.
I saw him.
Now he's just signing trucks.
He's looking ripe right
Get
now, man.
Here.
I'm telling you.
This is why we can't have a great conversation about
the
But
we love
Dolphins.
You anyway, Leroy.
Because he's a fan guy. Ooh, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris was great 30 years ago.
I know. But
how about Clint Eastwood?
But it's fun
he
to get you riled
hairy.
Up. Chuck That's
Norris.
What it
Could
is.
Clint Eastwood kick my ass, too?
Clint Eastwood has a gun. Like, if he has a gun.
He can't even lift that big old heavy. Who uses a gun that big? Nobody. That gun was so big. He had to carry it everywhere. It's not concealed.
I'm just curious. Did we change shows? Is this now the Brendan and Stephen A. Smith show?
No.
Look at you yelling over here, man.
I got him shook today. I got him shook out of his shoes.
Hot topics.
I got him shook out of his shoes today.
You did. You did.
Come on, man. 80-year-old.
What else we got on tap for Friday, Lex, with the Titan FC 59 at Extreme Action Park?
Yeah, man. I mean, as you know, like always great fights. You know, Yuri's fighting Michael Graves. You got two former UFC guys that have a ton of experience and are both super exciting fighters. So that's the main event. Really excited about that. We got this, you know, the kind of the next coming several young proteges. Max Rochaw, he's out of Vegas in Extreme Couture. He's considered now at only 4-0 to be on track to be the next Khabib. I never buy into that, but I'll tell you one thing. The kid's legit.
Yeah.
He's a beast of a wrestler who also knows how to strike, and he just grinds.
Yeah.
So it'll be exciting to see him make his debut. Then we got the local hero and Roman Feraldo. Kid's from Key West, and like all of Key West drives up to see this kid fight. And Yuri, what is it they do when he fights?
Roman.
Dude, it's intimidating. Yeah. It's going to be a great night of fights, man. And as always, I'm always humbled and excited to be here with you guys and, you know, just chatting about things in general. And I love you, Leroy. Don't worry, you're not Stephen A. Smith.
It's always crazy. I'm telling people, like, if you're a big fight fan, like, you guys, you know, yes. The great thing about Titan, you'll see guys that are always fantastic fighters, but you'll see guys that could be the next star. Like, that damn Chase Hooper fought on your card. Now I see him. I mean, the guy's
blowing
all
up,
over
man.
The place.
He's
all over the place.
This is the first fights I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It's
exciting stuff, man. What I love about it, like Yuri said, 3 weeks ago, and there was never a question, you know, all joking aside, there was never a question he was going to take the fight. Like, you know, he and Jay-Z had one discussion, and it was a very short discussion. And then I lost Roman's opponent last night. Now, Roman's the biggest ticket seller that we have on the card, so that's an important fight not to lose days beforehand. Well, guess what? I'm flying a kid in from Aruba whose game is hell. and is going to come in and fight. And crazy. That just happened this morning on the way down here. That's what I love about this stuff. Is
and I was in Aruba when you asked me for that fight.
That's right. You were on holiday, man.
What are we doing to Michael Graves? What is the prediction for the fight there, Yuri?
Michael, he's a very tough guy, you know. He's a strong guy, but I think I'm much faster than him. And I have way more tools in my game. And what Titan FC is doing, not just for the upcoming fighters, but the community, you know. We have people from Key West. We have people from South Florida. I started my whole career in South Florida. Like, a lot of people from all the gyms knows me. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing to be part of that organization and see the just see the sport growing on the community, you know. That's
100%.
Very important. That's very important.
Yeah, it's one of the best fight communities out there down here in South Florida. It's insane all the talent that's down here. We always appreciate you guys stepping on in here and you know, talking about the fights. Anything else, Lex, you want to let people know before we get out of here?
Man, nah. Just come down to Extreme Action Park Friday night. Check it out. It's going to be pretty much a full house. So let's sell that thing out, and let's give Yuri and all the guys fighting a ton of support. It'll be a blast, man.
You going to tell them the truth about what I would do to Chuck Norris? You ain't got to lie.
All right. Okay. Let's say if Chuck can move, if he can still move, and that's the big question mark, my guess is he has enough technical tools to take you out. But he can't move real well.
I gotta get some athleticism. Footage. I gotta see how he's looking lately.
We saw him. He was at.
We only saw him signing. He was signing autographs. I don't know what that. I need to see him in action.
Dude, what do you think they got?
Action.
They got those kung fu dudes that are 100 years old that can still kick butt. Think Chuck Norris is?
That's
like
not
that?
Kung fu. They're just doing that slow thing,
like tai chi.
Tai chi.
Leroy Tai Chi. Just moving around.
They ain't kicking no ass. You ain't kicking my ass with no tai chi.
You know my answer was just to get you riled up, right?
Of course it is. I'm gonna fight everybody in South Florida if y'all think that.
What's out to you guys tomorrow? Everybody have a great rest of your day. Check out Titan FC on Friday at Extreme Action Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.